Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Hoare on Friday, the 14th of May, recording at 6.02 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, that's earlier than I usually record, but I have a function tonight. And my goodness, though, there's certainly plenty to talk about. Okay, first a quick review of the week, as this is the big picture long-term outlook for the various asset classes. Now, in terms of global stock markets, it's been a nervous week. We saw some rallies early in the week, but then selling pressure has returned, and it's quite significant today. The Asian stock markets are weak. In Europe, we have declines. Well, let's see. They start at 2.5% and rise to 6% for Spain. And in Wall Street right now, we've got a weak tone. We're off the lows, but the S&P is still down nearly 2%, and the NASDAQ is down over 2.25% as I speak. This selling pressure is evident throughout the region. In the long-dated government bond markets, well, prices have been generally firm overall. That was certainly the case last week, and we saw a little easing at the beginning of the week, but they've strengthened up again. We've got strong gains in long-dated government bond prices in here today. And in currencies, well, we've had some further unwinding of carry trades. Again, the yen had, that was not evident at the beginning of the week because the yen had weakened, but it's bounced back strongly in here now. I assume as carry trades are being closed. And the dollar is also quite firm. Now, although it's down against the yen today as it was yesterday, we're currently at 92.07 on the dollar yen rate, and the dollar, while it had been soft against the Asian currencies and the resources currencies, those trends have certainly lost downward momentum here recently. Precious metals, they've been pretty strong, but are catching some profit taking in here today. And even gold, all the precious metals were up earlier in the day, but then the weakness that we saw in stock markets resulted in some contagion. And as I speak, gold is at 1226. It had been up to almost 1250 earlier. Earlier in the day, crude oil has been hit again, and this is beginning to look technically significant. It's down to 71.55, and we see softness throughout the commodity markets generally, quite a bit of it, actually. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, obviously, fear is ascendant. People are taking risk off the table. And that means that stock markets are being sold and commodity markets are being sold. That's where the areas of real strength had been. Now, I am concerned about the deterioration that we've seen in stock market indices. I've written about that today in Comment of the Day, which is posted. And there are certainly no shortage of legitimate concerns for investors. We have the ballooning sovereign debt issue, although that's been around for a while. It's a problem that arguably is still deteriorating. We have deflationary pressures, certainly evident in today's markets. We have some inflationary pressures in the faster growing economies. And then we had not long ago, as last month, we had the indictment of Goldman Sachs, and there are potentially going to be other investment banks that will be indicted by the SEC. There is certainly a general mistrust of the financial industry, not least in the USA, where we also have the out-of-control, high-frequency, algorithmic trading, which led to that meltdown last Thursday a week ago. And last but not least, we have the deterioration in chart patterns, which you can see. Now, I haven't posted any charts in Comment of the Day. I wanted to, but I haven't had the time. But I do urge you to go and have a look yourself. And I think it's probably best to look at the weekly charts. And I'd look at those. I've set my weekly charts up so that they always show a or so that I can always I have a sec an additional entry in the chart library, which means that I can always see them on a an accompanying 200-day moving average, which of course I do post a great deal. And I'll do this again on Monday, but I think it's worth having a look at these markets. Now, the big question on this is the bear market returning? The answer has to be it could be. But my hunch is that it isn't. Why? Well, I didn't think we got all that wildly overextended in the recovery. More importantly, though, monetary policy still remains extremely accommodative. Yes, rates have gone up in some countries, but they're still historically low. And that's only where, and they've only gone up because, in most of those countries, because of some inflationary pressures. And those concerns are going to abate fairly rapidly. I suspect that's the evidence that we're seeing at any rate from commodity prices right now. So I think that's the crucial factor here overall. And I don't see why we should really get a retest of the lows for the markets with for the majority of markets. I'm not talking about Southern Europe. We've already seen a major deterioration there, and that's certainly understandable. Those economies are going to go through the severest of recessions, and or they're going to go back into the severest of recessions. But will that happen in the USA? Possibly, but probably not. Will that happen in Asia? Almost certainly not, with the possible exception of Japan, but not in the developing Asia Pacific countries. And I don't think it'll happen either in the commodity the producing exporting economies. But the fact is, though, that with all these concerns, and with the charts rolling over for stock markets and commodities, and people are going to fear bear markets, and that's what we're seeing in the markets today. So this squall looks like it could last a bit longer, and as most charts now show evidence of at least short-term tops, and there are also some medium-term top formations out there. So I think we have to expect a fairly roller coastery, bumpy ride in these markets. But again, I think this is unlikely to prove to be a bear market. One of the problems with that high-frequency algorithmic trading, and I think that's really spooking the markets right now, and in sort of a delayed reaction, delayed because while the events of Thursday last week were terrifying for those of us who witnessed them, markets quickly bounced back. That was really quite bizarre, and that strength persisted into early this week. But the fact is that we have not yet heard, or we have not yet discovered where the source of this accident occurred. And that's spooking investors because they're saying, well, if it happened once and they don't know who caused it, or why, then, although it's almost certainly, as I say, the high-frequency algorithmic trading, they'll say it'll happen again, and that's a legitimate concern. And it also spawns rumors that maybe something's going on that that officials aren't telling us about, although I would tend to doubt that very, very much, but it is out there in the markets. So again, I think this is going to be a squall for a while. I have some cash to invest, but I'm in no hurry here at this time. But I am certainly going to invest it in the weeks ahead because of this positive monetary policy situation. You know, my advice that I've given, I don't really like to give much advice because I think it gets into a control issue, and it's not my style. At Fuller Money, we tell you exactly what we think and why, and we tell you exactly what we're doing with our own money. But I have always said, when markets are racing ahead and everyone's feeling euphoric, that's the time to take some money off the table. And I've mentioned that every time in recent months when we've seen surges upwards and into new high ground. And I've also said that I don't like selling on weakness. I would use that as the buying opportunities. Unless we really, well, no, I'll stop right there. Okay, what else? The long-dated government bonds. Well, the sovereign debt crisis has certainly, I think, been capped for the time being. It's not going to go away. It hasn't been resolved, but the euro bailout has taken the heat off. And that's not the contagion that is the immediate problem. I think it is just stock market jitters, and the selling that we have seen is spreading from one stock market to another. But there, the strength that we're actually seeing in long-dated government bond prices, in other words, yields are coming down, helps to maintain a favorable background for equities once we look beyond this immediate squall. Do long-dated government bonds represent good value? Well, not in my view, unless you think we really are going into the deflationary abyss, and I don't buy that for all the quantitative reasons of quantitative easing that we have seen and are continuing to see. What about currencies? Well, the yen is still, of course, used as a carry trade, although I think the euro and sterling are also being used as carry trades to a lesser extent. But I think the yen is going to weaken over the medium to longer term, and one of the reasons I feel that way is that that's what the Japanese want, and the Japanese government is saying will happen. And they can make it happen, but with currencies, as you know, it's a competitive race to the bottom. And when we get a fright like this, that actually strengthens the yen, and that's a time to actually sell it. In my view, that's a policy that I have been using at any rate. Elsewhere, commodity markets, the speculative interest in commodities has certainly taken a beating over the last few weeks. The fallback in crude oil, while not good for the energy industry, perhaps, is very good news for the global economies. Because for oil importing countries, increases in crude oil, as you know, are a tax on consumption. And that was beginning to become a concern in my mind as we were seeing crude oil up at $85 and rising. But here at $71, and weakening, it is certainly less of a problem. So again, good news here, we do not have commodity price inflation. In my scroll through the charts today, one of them that struck me as interesting was rough rice, which has really fallen out of bed. Now, that's hugely important, particularly in the Asian region, and as a form of food inflation, it's just not there right now. So that's not a bad background overall. Well, we can expect more choppy activity in these markets. That's probably the safest forecast that I can make. Exciting, yes. Stressful, yes. But you know that that goes with the territory, doesn't it? Meanwhile, an interesting week. I hope you have a great weekend. All the best.